Hey there, it's Skip Clark, and welcome back to the Community Connection. And today joining me is Sheila Dion. Sheila is the founder and director of Aaron's Angels. Always good to talk to Sheila. It's always good information, and it's a great, great program that she's got going, helping so many, helping to feed the future, the kids going through school. You know what? I'm not going to try to explain it. Sheila can tell you all about it right now. Just quickly before we get into the event that we're going to chat about, what is Aaron's Angels?
Hi, Skip, and hi to all your listeners. Yeah. Aaron's Angels is an organization that was started back in 2017 when I saw a need for weekend food for kids who relied on subsidized meals in the Phoenix School District. And since then, we've partnered with West Genesee, and we also have an outreach program that helps any child in need in Central New York. So our mission is to bring the community together, people, businesses, and everybody to make sure that kids who are in need of food get the nourishment that is so important.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody quickly, who was Aaron?
Well, Aaron Maxwell was a little girl. Some of your listeners might remember back in 2008, who unfortunately, there was a tragic situation where she was killed, and she was only a fourth grader. She would have been going into fifth grade had she not died. And we named Aaron's Angels after her because she suffered from food insecurity her whole life. And the school district did everything they could as far as, pooling money together to make sure she was fed and everything. But it's an unfortunate reality, and a lot of people don't realize the drastic need and the high childhood hunger rates that we have here in Central New York. So I'm really on a mission to make sure to raise awareness about the seriousness of it.
And I think somebody like you actually worked in the school, and you're seeing these children come through the lunch line, and it really kind of, and you saw Aaron, and it just kind of really got you like, we need to do something. So now here we are, you've done something. You've grown. This is huge. It just keeps expanding. As you mentioned, now in the West Genesee School District as well, doing different things. But you have a great event coming up, and it's coming up rather quickly. Tell us about what they call the Purple Party.
Well, the Purple Party is a big birthday party, basically. Aaron Maxwell's birthday was in February, so mm-hmm. We like to remember our namesake. We never want to forget why we started this organization. So we throw a big birthday party, and her favorite color was purple, so we call it the Purple Party. And we raise money for the scholarship program. We give away $400 or $500 scholarships each year. And that's because we realized very quickly that feeding kids is just a Band-Aid for the underlying problem of poverty. And so in order to help the kids get out of poverty, education is that true pathway out. And so it's important to us to help be part of the solution and not just a Band-Aid for what's going on. Mm-hmm. So the Purple Party raises money for the scholarship program. So we're hoping that people can come on February 3rd to the Phoenix VFW and celebrate Aaron's birthday with us and raise some money. If you can't come, there's an online donation link to donate right to the scholarship
Beautiful.
Program as well.
That's beautiful. It's it's a great event. A little bit about the event. Let's go a little bit deeper. I happen to see online like bowls of chili. Is it a chili cook-off type of thing, or what is that?
Yeah, it's a chili cook-off. So people can enter their chili, and then when you come to the event, you can buy some tastings and then vote on your favorite.
Oh, I love it. And you, do you need to be dressed like, are we supposed to wear purple?
Absolutely. We're giving out a prize for the best dressed in purple, for sure.
I love it. I love it. So, we have like raffles and other ways of, I imagine you have to pay a little bit to get into the cook-off, and it goes to benefit Aaron's Angels, but maybe like a 50-50 other raffles going on as well.
Yeah, we do a 50-50, and the other thing we have going on is we have guest bartenders. So, the mayor of Phoenix, Brian Borchek, and the mm-hmm. village administrators, Jim Lynch, are going to be our guest bartenders. And so they're going to be encouraging people to tip big, and they're going to give all their tips to the scholarship program as well.
I love it. Sheila, is it too late to get involved? Like, I have a great chili recipe, or somebody like myself. Is it too late to get involved, or can they do that now?
No, we're encouraging people to enter their chili into the contest. You can do that right online, okay. Or just reach out to me. But yeah, we definitely want more entries, and it's free to get in. So if you want to just come, we'd love to see you there.
Mm-hmm. And where is it again?
At the Phoenix VFW.
And is that right on the main drag in Phoenix?
Right off of it. Yeah. Right off the drag.
It's right by the river, right?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
I'm not so geographically.
No. I think I know exactly where it is. And at Phoenix, we love Phoenix. And, you know, the VFW there, you'll find it. It's not a problem. But just look for the crowd, too. But let's talk about, real quick, just for a few minutes here, the website. You've got a whole list of all your events, not only the Purple Party. If you can't make this, you can also get involved with something else. And what if somebody wanted to get involved with Aaron's Angels?
Yeah, there's a volunteer link where you can sign up. And when we have things coming up where we need help, mm-hmm. We have a volunteer coordinator who will send out an email and let you know, we need help with this or that. So mm-hmm. That's one way to get involved is just by signing up in that volunteer link or just following us on social media. We always put out there, you know, what we have going on and what we need. We're especially looking for businesses who would do some food drives for us for soup. We're collecting kids' soup since it's so cold outside and yeah. Winter break is coming for those kids. And so we're hoping people will do some soup drives for
us. For the most part, soup does not expire. Right. I mean, if it's in the cans and it's all good, it's good for probably a pretty long time. Where can they drop that off? Or, you know, let's say they can't make the Purple Party, but where can they drop off their donation?
Right at the elementary school, 11 Elm Street in Phoenix.
OK.
If you want to donate to West Genesee, you would just contact our West Genesee coordinator to find out where she wants her donations dropped off.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit quickly about the backpack program.
The backpack program is where volunteers every week pack bags of food for the weekend. So two meals and two snacks for kids to take home on Friday so that they have food to sustain them over the weekend when they're not in school.
Mm-hmm. Love that. How about the, you know, I'm just throwing these out to you because I don't know, but I see the names here. Share the Love event, and I believe that's with Hannibal Central School District. Are they new to the program?
So every year in February, because it's Valentine's Day, we like to share the love.
Oh.
And so last year we partnered with Baldwinsville, and we raised money for the month of February for the Baldwinsville Backpack Program. This year, we're partnering with Hannibal. So for the month of February,
mm-hmm.
all monies raised with that special link we have up there will go to the Hannibal Backpack Program.
Very cool. This is all with Aaron's Angels. We've been talking with Sheila Dion, who is the founder, the director. She is the one that put it all together in the beginning. Now she's got a team behind her as well and doing good things for the community in memory of Aaron Maxwell. And Sheila, thanks for checking in this morning just to give us the quick details about Aaron's Angels and also about the Purple Party that's coming up. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. It's always great to catch up with you too, Skip. Thank you so much.